Everyone, we're going to go a little out of order today on our agenda. We're going to start by announcing that Senate Bill 303 will be removed from today's agenda because we have amendments coming that are not ready. So we'll take that off our dance card. And I'm going to start today by opening a work session on Senate Bill 190. Council.
That's actually Bodley. Bill's bill.
Oh, that's Bill. Yeah, excuse me, I changed my mind. Which is.
So you can do. If you don't want to start there, Jesus.
Okay. All right. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 267. Council.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 267 was first heard by this committee on January 23rd of this year. It has to do with justice courts and municipal courts becoming courts of record. And there were some concerns that I believe has been worked out with Senator Krasanski. And I'll just summarize what the amendments are, the dash ones. So 267-1 would require a governing body before a justice or a municipal court may become a court of record to file with the Supreme Court a declaration that includes, one, a statement that the court satisfies the statutory requirements for courts of record, two, the date when operations of the court will begin, and three, the address and telephone number of the clerk of the court. The bill requires the Supreme Court to enter an order acknowledging the filing of the declarations listed above within 30 days and provide notice of the order to the governing body and the public, at which point the justice or municipal court may begin operations as a court of record. It requires courts that are acting as courts of record on January 1, 2008 to file the above declarations with the Supreme Court, but also include the date when the court began operating as a court of record and to do so by June 30, 2008. The bill requires a governing body before a justice or a municipal court may cease operations as a court of record to file a declaration with the Supreme Court identifying the date when the justice court will cease operations, so long as the date is at least 31 days after the declaration is filed. The bill precludes the Supreme Court from charging a fee for filing the above declarations.
Okay. Senator Krasanski, I think you had some concerns about the original bill. Have you had a chance to look at the amendments?
Yes, I have. The dash ones reflect my address, the concerns I had. Worked with the Judicial Department to make certain, basically for committee members, if you remember when the bill came over or was first heard, it basically just said that these things could happen, but there was no, let's call it, requirement by the Supreme Court to acknowledge that a order had actually been filed with the, not order, but the declaration had been filed with the court. And the concern was that these JP courts or municipal courts that are courts of record or want it to become, there is no way to require an order out of the Supreme Court. Now the dash ones does accomplish that. So if the court meets, if these courts of non-record meet the criteria that's necessary to become a court of record, then you follow the declaration and there will be a procedure for the Supreme Court to follow in entering the order timely to allow them to operate in that capacity.
Okay, well, thank you for your work on this, Senator Krasanski. We also have Kingsley Click in the audience if we need any further elaboration. Anybody have any questions? Senator Beyer.
Madam Chairman, the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 267.
Senator Beyer has moved the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 267. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 267 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 267 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Krasanski, would you like to carry this?
Yes, please.
Okay, now we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 190. Council.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 190, it comes here at the request of Governor Kulongowski for the Department of Corrections. It extends to all employees in the Department of Corrections the right to seek testing of bodily fluids when an employee comes in contact with the body fluids of another person while in the performance of his or her official duties, effective upon passage. Madam Chairman, as a committee, you may remember we had this bill before us a long time ago, back on January 25th, and one of the issues that was raised, well, what about people that were visiting the institution And unfortunately, the relating clause is, I believe, is too narrow for that. It says relating to testing for disease at the request of employees of the Department of Corrections.
That's correct. And there was also a desire to extend this kind of protection to people who work in prison industries. Mm-hmm. And so it was decided that this relating clause was too narrow to accomplish the broadening that we wanted to do. So what I asked to have this bill brought back so that we can take care of the immediate problem now, and then we'll look for other opportunities to accomplish the rest of the job. So, Senator Beyer, do you have a motion on Senate Bill 190?
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 190 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 190 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. I will carry this bill. Thank you, Council. Okay. Now, are you on 3062? Is that on here? Okay. Now we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 306. Council.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 306 has been before this committee a few times. I think we've got it right this time. It just deletes a statutory reference on page 1, line 30, from 107.135, and instead inserts the words "this section." And that would be the dash 2 amendments that do that.
Okay, as I recall from my notes here, we had an amendment that listed the wrong section.
Right.
So this amendment is before us now. Is that the dash 2?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Any questions of council or anybody? Okay. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 1 amendments in the Senate Bill 2 amendments in the Senate Bill 306. Sorry about that.
Senator Beyer has moved the dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 306. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Would you like to carry this, Senator Cruz?
Madam Chair,
I move the bill first.
Oh, no, I think I just like the amendment. Okay, Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 306 as amended by the dash 2s to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer's correct motion has moved Senate Bill 306 as amended by the dash 2 amendment to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Now would you like to
carry it? Now I'll carry it, yeah.
You had time to think about that one.
Yes, I did. I didn't mind.
Okay, now we will open a work session on Senate Bill 301. Council.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 301 was before this committee on January 24th of this year, and the bill concerned the method for service of the notice of a non-judicial foreclosure of a trust deed on the occupant of the property. If you remember, there was some concern about the amendments dealing with service by publication, and the dash one amendments delete from the bill the amendments dealing with service by publication and restore the original language. So the original text of ORS 193.020 states that service by publication is effective if you publish it in a notice, publish the notice in a newspaper of general circulation in the counties where the property is located. And so it's essentially just restoring back to what's in the statute right now.
Okay, and we have someone from ONPA here. If I could see a head nod, we would appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, we have before, were there any questions of council on this one? We have before us the dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 301. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 1 amendments in the Senate Bill 301.
Senator Beyer has moved the dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 301. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 301 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 301 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Anybody want to carry this? Senator Pazansky volunteered. Okay. Okay, now we'll get to the fun item on the agenda here. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 109. Council.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's right.
Went out of order.
In the file. I think maybe I took it already.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 109, if you remember, concerns filing fees and delinquency fees for charitable organizations. There was some concern at the last hearing that there wasn't it wasn't specific in the statute that there's supposed to be a fee schedule and that there should be some sort of maximum fee that Department of Justice could require to be paid. The dash twos fix that, and I'll summarize what the dash twos do. It deletes the provisions in the original SB 109 regarding filing fees and inserts new provisions that require Department of Justice to establish a graduated fee schedule based on a charitable organization's receipts and income. It establishes that the filing fee shall be no less than $10 and no more than $400. It requires the Department of Justice to set a filing fee that is based on a percentage of an organization's fund balance at the close of the organization's fiscal or calendar year at a rate of no more than 0.02% of the fund balance or $2,000, whichever is less. The bill requires the department to ensure that the aggregate amount of fees paid is sufficient to pay the department's expenses in administering the Oregon's Charitable Trust and Corporation Act and the Charitable Solicitations Act. The bill provides that if the Department of Justice has not adopted rules by January 1, 2008, then charitable organizations must pay the filing and delinquency fees, if applicable, in accordance with the provisions in effect on December 31, 2007. And the bill requires the Department of Justice to adopt final rules on the filing and delinquency fees by December 31, 2008.
Okay. Senator Beyer, I think you were kind of leading the direction on this bill. We have Fred Boss in the audience, and Stephanie is there.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I'm just trying to get a handle over these amendments as I just saw them for the first time. And B sub B, a fee based on percentage of the fund balance, that is new. Currently, the way I'll get through the fee based on fund balance, currently it's been taken out of statute. So that's pretty similar. Under sub E, the department shall ensure the aggregate amount of fees paid under the section is sufficient to pay the department's expense administration of the statutes. That does not restrict them from using fees paid to fund other things, does it?
Let me just read it.
On the amendment.
That section does not. I'm not sure if there's something else in here, and maybe Fred Ross could let us know. There's something else that restricts them from doing that, but that section alone just states that it has to ensure that the aggregate amount of fees are sufficient to pay the department's expenses, but it doesn't limit them as to what they have to spend the money on.
Mr. Boss, why don't you join us and add any of your comments to this?
Thank you, Chair Burdick. For the record, my name is Fred Boss. I'm with the Oregon Department of Justice. There is nothing in Senate Bill 109 addressing Senator Beyer's concern that limits the department from using those funds for other purposes. I can testify that they are not used for other purposes, and to my knowledge, never have been. And I am one of the managers in charge of this particular section, or I manage this section. And the whole purpose of the bill was to shift from a statutory fee structure to an administrative rulemaking type of fee structure.
I understand that part, and I just was wanting to know. So, but under statutory fee structure, you had to come back to us to get the fees raised. Under this, you can do it on your own up to a maximum of $400 or $2,000, whichever is less, 2,000 to the 0.2%. But I guess I just, what's the assurance that you're not going to start raising these fees high enough to use
the monies then to fund other programs.
Chip Burdick, Senator Beyer, there is the restriction, there is a natural restriction placed in the dash twos of the amount that actually can be obtained based on the amount of charitable organizations. So I think there would be a kind of a natural restriction on the fee structure because as far as income, it can only be from $10 to $400, and on charitable assets to a maximum of $2,000. So I think that there is a natural restriction built in by these caps that we and our requirement that we have to operate this program. Given those two restrictions, I think that this money will only come in and be used for this particular purpose, because to use otherwise, then we wouldn't be able to operate the program.
Madam Chair, I'm just looking at the way I read sub A of that section. It allows a doubling of the current fee structure. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm sorry, Chair Burdick, Senator Beyer. It allows the maximum at the maximum end to go up to $400 as opposed to $200. So that portion, it's a two-part fee structure. That portion that is based upon the income of a charity presently goes from $10 to $200, now go from $10 to $400. I don't know whether that will be an actual doubling of the amount that is brought in, because only the upper end charities that are receiving a lot of funds will be go up to $400.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the fees is based on the percentage of the fund balance. I don't see a cap in the current statute. Is there one that I'm not seeing somehow?
Chair Burdick, Senator Beyer, I do not believe that there is a cap in the present statute. If we are referring to the addition of a $2,000, whichever is less, that portion.
And to refresh my memory, how much money does the fees generate now?
Chair Burdick, Senator Beyer, I apologize that I do not have that information with me now, but I'd be happy to supply that.
And do you know how much it will generate under this new structure, if everything was at the caps?
I do not know that.
I think what Senator Beyer is trying to get at is this allows a significant increase in fees without any sideboards on what it can be used for, and I think I'm trying to look here where the state police instant check, which is a part of the statute I'm familiar with, because they have a similar setup where they collect a fee for the purpose of doing
they can only use that
background
fund.
Check,
yeah.
And they can only use it for that purpose. And they also have some discretion in how high the fee can be. It has a maximum, but it's based on what is actually needed to run the program. I'm not succeeding in finding. Oh, here we go. Okay, and ORS 166.414, it says the Department of State Police may adopt a fee schedule for criminal history record checks required under the gun statutes and collect a fee for each criminal history record check requested. The fee schedule should be calculated to recover the cost of performing criminal history record checks required under this section, but may not exceed $10 per record check. I think that's what we're trying to get at. We're trying to tie the fees and the fee schedule to the actual running of the program. And so I don't know, Senator Beyer, if I can catch the sense of your questioning. I think maybe we might need one more round of amendment to make sure that since it is, we're losing statutory control over this, that we will have some kind of accountability through the Ways and Means process that this money is actually used for the purpose.
And only can be used for the purpose.
And only can be used for the purpose.
Chair Burdick, Senator Beyer, if I can capture so that I can get back to LC with the proper concept. In large B, little e, the department shall ensure that the aggregate amount of fees under this section is sufficient to pay for the expenses administrating the charitable statutes. What you would envision is a limitation in there that it shall be only used by the department to enforce these statutes. And we do that in other areas like our tobacco litigation and other funds, saying that these funds that are collected in this particular manner or appropriated in other cases shall be used only for the enforcement of these statutes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
That would
keep me. Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
And to my knowledge, in the present ORSs, in the body of these, there is no direction in that manner. There is the direction that we should try and raise as much money as we can to make sure that we can operate the program. But there is no limitation that the money that is raised from these fees is directed to go to the program. I can assure you that it is, but I understand the issue now that we are moving from the statutory to the rulemaking type of framework that you would feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, and I for one would feel comfortable with an amendment that specified that any fees raised from these organizations be used for the program, but you don't need to preclude using other agency funds also if that's something you want to do. I think what's important here is that the people who are paying the fee actually have it go to the program that is regulating them.
Certainly. All the fees generated will go to this particular to this enforcement program.
I wrote down in my notes, Madam Chair, that fees and fines don't go to charity.
Right.
So, and these are charitable programs that we're regulating here.
That's correct.
Madam Chair.
Senator Cruz.
Thank you. Senator Beyer had asked earlier, in current statute on the fund balance, if there was a cap. There is.
There is?
There is, based on the fact that it's 100th of 1%, and any fund balance above $10 million should not be subject to the fee. So the current cap is $1,000.
Okay,
so this is doubling.
It's doubling the entire fee structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to make sure the funds go to the program.
Yep. Okay, try again.
Thank you.
Come back. We're getting there. Okay. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 109, and I believe that completes our agenda. We are adjourned.
Efficient work again.
All right.
You're quick.
Well.